Notice the pictures. I'm hoping these photos I gathered this week in some way connect with all of you, whether they remind you of a grandparent in your life or an older neighbor, friend, visitor. My grandma was a gardener. If she was alive today, she'd be 110 years old. My grandparents were farmers in rural America, where properties were measured by farms and the odd farmhouse. In her yard, there was a cellar where I remember as a child going with Grandma down the steps into the cellar to get the latest canned goods. As a child raised in the city, it was so neat to go deep down into the ground to get Grandma's canned peaches or mustard pickles and have them with a slice of homemade bread and homemade butter. I forgot to bring a can to put on the table. Yeah. When I recently visited a thrift shop, I discovered the Victorio portable strainer used for straining tomatoes for pasta sauce. I was so excited. Yay! Something Sarah and I can try together this summer. The company made them in 1937, between 1937 and 67. So that strainer is between 65 and 85 years old. I love items in my home that come with a story. Who owned that strainer? What wonderful teachings went along with that gadget? And how many hot summer days and which summer days where were they used? Today we are celebrating and recognizing older adult ministry. In some church denominations, May is known as Older Adult Ministry Month. And I'll dive into exactly what older adult ministry is in just a moment. But first, let us think about the importance of story in our lives. A childhood memory, a kitchen gadget, a photograph, a piece of music. What gifts and treasures have you received from the past? Think about it. What have you received from your parents or your grandparents? Yes, a stuffed animal, that's right. Now, I can appreciate that not all memories are positive, but I'm hopeful that you can think of at least one gift or treasure. Perhaps it's in your house right now, or a memory of the past. It's easy to put us all into a box. It's easy to say that I am an early midlifer, parent, city dweller, gardener, minister. And it's just as easy to put myself in a box in age. There are infants and toddlers and preschoolers and kindergartners, primary children, older elementary. Are you a tween or a teen, young adult, midlifer, or an older adult? Theologians who study faith development categorize ages and stages, and older adult ministry is one directed towards those who are 65 years and up. Like all of those boxes, it's up to you whether you're in the box or on the outside or you got one foot peering into it. I'll leave it for you to figure that out. But older adult ministry goes way beyond age-based ministry. And when done well, it honors elders celebrates the many lifelong contributions of older people in our churches and community. And it's about sharing stories. It's about lifelong learning and a ministry in the church that evolves around active listening. Our Bible study groups are good examples of this. Older adult ministry does not have one shoe size for all. It does have the capability of offering a plethora of options for older adults to experience wellness, care, social involvement, and faith. It's often referred to as the refirement stage of life. Not retirement, I'm refired. It's a time also to rest and read and travel and to try something new, taking up the ukulele or a cooking class or volunteering. In many churches, older adults are the ones heading up the fundraising, planning the men's breakfast, the craft fairs. And of course, this ministry can include support and acknowledge the grief that happens in this time period of our lives. We do lose friends. We do see our children die occasionally. And we see members of our family shift and change. I would love to hear your ideas of how best to serve those of you who see yourself as an older adult, or if you are one supporting older adults in the community. And next year, I'm hoping to take a certificate program in older adult ministry. Let us think about the gospel story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. The loaves and the fishes, Jesus showing us compassion for the world. He blesses the fish and the loaves and distributes them as a sign of love and mercy and justice. He shares God's compassion with all and teaches us about love through his action. And if we move beyond the imagery of this story and think about older adult ministry, we see the compassion that church is called to offer through spiritual care, through the sharing of food, through pastoral visits, a cup of tea, or simply a phone call. Keith and Helen Grant, and I forgot to put his picture here, but I'm going to get it after. Keith and Helen Grant, some of you will remember, were lifelong members of Gilmore Park. They were married for 60 years, and Keith served in the Army, worked for BC Forest Products for his entire career, and just happened to be an avid cross-stitcher. And we have one of his cross-stitching pieces of art, which I will go and get shortly. One of his cross stitches that hangs in the fireside room is one of many. I invited Keith a number of years ago to come and share his stitches and his pieces of art at our retirees' tea. He said, "Carrie, my house is full of them. I don't know how many to bring." He brought 30 that day. He set them upstairs in the learning lounge, a whole room of cross-stitching art made by Keith. He said that he would keep going as long as his eyes allowed him. Keith died in 2020, so just a couple of years ago, and his obituary read, "Keith will be remembered for his sense of humor, witty comebacks, his after-lunch naps, his detailed record-keeping, and his many beautiful cross-stitch works. A life of time that was lived and served in the church." God's grace and abundance overflows. We see that through the gospel. 12 baskets of bread and fish to share with others. We see that through the faith development of older adults, the multiple generations of aging adults, and we are called to share God's love and grace with the world. The love of our faith story, our love of the great old hymns, my love of the great old hymns, how great thou art. Great is thy faithfulness, for we all love to tell stories. We are called to live into ministry with all people and all ages and to find ways to celebrate the fact that the church is, at Gilmore Park, a community of 4-year-olds and 100-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 82, 77. We are diverse. And I believe bringing the church together as intergenerational as possible for weak and strong, introverted and extroverted, singers and bakers, phone call makers, card writers, for storytellers. That's the church today. We are called to make a joyful noise all the earth, worship God with gladness. Can you imagine an all-ages drum circle where people of all ages make music together? Kind of like the ukuleles, but probably a lot louder. Or a cooking group where teens and older adults learn about using a strainer together, or how to can peaches, grandma and grandchild. Or how about a day when a group of knitters meet with a group of children who have just received their first pair of knitting needles, perhaps even a cross stitch. If we were to dream, what else would we do? What can we do to live into the stories that surround us? I invite you to think about that and to celebrate the older adult ministry that we have present here, out in the community, and in every church in our city. God, grace and abundance overflows in many diverse and wonderful ways, and we give thanks. Amen.